ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नामश्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रम् अत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठपतिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं ततोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतःपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। The topic is Srila Prabhupada. Just like this, some fairly small gathering. I was just in Salem in South India, and Balaram from San Diego was there, and I was being shown around the construction site, and I was shown that this area will be for programs, public programs. I said, how many people can you sit here? 3,500. So I said, oh, that's for fairly small programs. Because bigger programs, then you have to go into a bigger place in the city. I turned to Balaram and said that in India, 3,500 people, that's a relatively small program. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So like this. This is a fairly small gathering. And it's a small world. And I'm meeting Badri Narayan Maharaj. I didn't expect to meet him here. I don't think he expected to meet me here. So I'm just remembering. I'm going round and round in circles. But at some place in the state of Oregon, in the United States of America, some small place, I happened to be there, a small gathering like this. And Paladananda Swami was also there, somehow or other. We're both in the same place. Lesser known place than Singapore. So we both spoke. And there's a gathering like this, Indian, people of Indian origin, PIO. And after we both spoke, there were questions, and someone... My own favorite of my books is Jai Srila Prabhupada's Glorification. I didn't really write this book, it just things came in my head. I was doing a lot of preaching in difficult circumstances and praying to Prabhupada, and so many realizations about Prabhupada came. Prabhupada, I'm just opening one page and reading one Prabhupada. Prabhupada was special because he was totally free from lust, greed, anger, or any other frailty of normal human beings. His every action was wonderful, being consciously directed toward the goal of pleasing Krishna. He never slipped from Krishna, from transcendental consciousness, not even for a moment. So like that. Patropadesh is also, that's also a recent book. I think I didn't have it. That's selections from my letters. So many devotees write about practical things. So it's for practical advice. Devotees in the modern world, where it's not at all favorable situation. How you can practice in that. Then speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service. Why we should? Why did Prabhupada speak so strongly? Hogs, dogs. Why did he speak like that? Well, one thing is that's what the Bhagavatam says. And it's a fact. So that
Prabhupada books. I also wrote my memories of Srila Prabhupada. I wrote several books about Prabhupada. There's also a book by one of my godbrothers, which was released recently, by my book publishing house, Charanakya Niti, with Vaishnava commentary. So that's also practical for living in the world. And so many things. Story of Rasikananda, Preaching Adventures of a Great Devotee. Yeah. Ramayana, you can all get it. Next big festival coming up is Ram Navami. So this is nice for you and your kids. Kids can read it, adults can read it. It's written in simple language and it's Ram. So Ram means happiness. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chajatmani iti rama padenaso param brahma vidyati. You learn that verse? Good. You saw that in Bhagavad Gita, is it? In the commentary? Good. Rama is the object of meditation for yogis. He's the absolute. He gives pleasure. Rama means, Raman means pleasure. So Ram Leela is all blissful. Even though it seems to be sorrowful. So this is, I just came from Bangladesh. It's the last 2-3 years of this has been available in Bangladesh. It's a big hit there. Because in Bangladesh, the Vaishnavas, they know so much about Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they're very happy to learn all this about Brahma. So, yeah, so many books. Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness. You might think, well, I could read that maybe for my next lifetime. But you can read it for this lifetime also. It means that everyone, Grihasthas also, should practice self-control. This book helps for Grihasthas also. Then, yeah, okay, actually, you can read this. We have here Prabhupada lectures, complete everything recorded of Prabhupada that's known, which is, and everything available here in several DVDs. So, here Prabhupada, you can get it all in this set. Everything. Lectures, conversations, kirtans, in English, Hindi, Bengali, everything's there. Whatever Prabhupada said, that was recorded and is still available in the world, is here. So like that. Do we have Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav here? No, don't have it. Okay. Masters and mothers? No, don't have that. Okay. Did you see that book? Women, Masters or Mothers?
Not in Singapore.
Didn't come in. Okay. That's also very popular with Indian devotees and very unpopular with some Western devotees. There's a cultural divide. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, you can all go. And, you have my lecture CDs also?
Yes.
Yeah, also CD, no, one is called DVDs of my lectures also in English and Hindi. Available.
Hindi?
Do we have it there? Hindi also? If you'd like to hear more, it's on the DVD, so you can download it in your system and do whatever you want to do. Put it on a, what do you call that, pen drive, put it in your car, like that. And I can sign also. This Atma that came on, there's about 50 lectures, which came first of all on Star Plus, and later on Colors TV. You get all that here in Singapore. Yeah. So these are basic introductory lectures about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Give my pen. presuming that someone's going to buy something. Yes, yeah, so if anyone wants, I can sign also.
If like anyone wants to purchase a book, Maharaj will
may not be having next week because they're at the retreat, so they don't have it in the room, is it?
I was suggesting to keep some books here, Maharaj, okay, because we still have an entire day tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
That will give us a bit. And also to give some books to the center tomorrow evening, because tomorrow evening is actually the feast program.
Oh, tomorrow.
You would be at the other temple.
We changed it from Sunday morning to Saturday evening, is it?
Actually, we were hoping to have you on Saturday evening.
Uh-huh.
But now that you're not going to be there, still we can make the announcement.
Okay.
Is your
main program Saturday evening, is it now? You changed from Saturday evening?
No,
I think you told me that you get the crowd on Saturday.
You
get the mass on Sunday evening and the class on Sunday morning.
Actually,
like that.
Yeah. The Sunday morning program is a smaller program. It's part of them. It's a bit smaller. But the Saturday feast program is the big one. But if you give some of it, Maharaj, I can actually...
Okay. Do you want to look after that then?
Yeah, I'll work with someone and I can do it.
Shamuran.
Sorry. So I can account for it.
Okay.
That would be easy.
All right, great.
Hi, Krishna.
Looks like you're not in a hurry to go anywhere.